This is a test before we get started. Today, I'm going to take a walk with my recording device, kind of like Jeff Bewick. His name is. He's down in Acapulco or something like that. Being a freedom fighter, anarchist type person, quite excellent. Appreciate him. Right, so here we go. So up here in the northern part of the Americas, we've got a community growing, and it's because it's a different climate. Even consciousness is affected by climate. Climate, like gravity, is a thing. Each of the energies moving around in the cosmos is a thing. And the way they interact is also a thing. And when the details get to a certain point of their interaction and complexity and flow, another thing, the galaxy, the universe, the cosmos, something happens in awareness, attention, will. And the self-aware being is created. And I use that word intentionally. I thought of the word born, and I didn't use it because it's not the right word. It was created. And so here we are. Hello. That's Sun. That's one of the neighborhood's more successful entrepreneurs here in the Burnaby district. And he owns a landscaping company. I think he has two beautiful houses here with some of the finest trees in the land. And a very well manicured property with vehicles about. And he's a Sunday morning, got his truck running. There's no one at it. But here we are in a very trusting time. And although they're locking that down quickly, I've also met someone just over there, across the street, at my workspace where I still exchange my time for dollars. And my skill, of course. I have a skill set. I love what I'm doing. So in my world, there's no criticism of it. But I am outgrowing it. That's why I call it quitting, but there is a retirement program, and I'm not entering it per se, but I am receiving the financial gains of having been a slave laborer for money for the majority of my life. And I'm okay with that too. It's not a critique, it is a noticing. So, as I grew on this earth, as a self-aware, conscious being, I did indeed see the beauty around me, even in the face of much personal anguish. My mind immediately knew how to tuck things away under the covers, if you will, until a later day. Like a pill. And then you will see that isn't so bad. That as you calmly went through the world, feeling, experiencing, thinking, speaking, right, singing, dancing, that it all has a purpose. It's just a matter of remembering it. So this is the talk of today, actually, is remembrance. So in the spiritual concept, we'll just take that first, actually. And see if you can apply it to the personal. And the spirituality people teach us that something about we've always known and we're just remembering our true nature. It's like we forgot who we were when we transported here through the mechanism of birth. And where are all the cars? Yes. And the streets here are lined with beautiful big houses, luxurious, really, one beside another. Tight as peas in a pod. And it is beautiful. It's so amazing, this world that we live in, that I'm walking through presently. This is a miracle. We are the miracle. And the further you take out your awareness, the wider you expand your thoughts, feelings. You have to do the feelings too. Your psyche cannot be split, per se, right? It has parts, yes, just as the physical body does. We can talk about the organs of the body now because it's so dense, we can easily explore it, look at it, feel it. It's the nature of knowledge. But the psyche is a knowledge base, and we have one, and it does have parts. And so, unity is a strong part of a strong mind. Unity is an important part of a strong mind. Yeah. So, I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, remembrance. Okay, so did you see that spiritual teaching? I'm sure you're familiar with it. So here I am living, doing my thing, and thinking about place to place, and I'm ready to do something like this, in fact, what I'm doing now. I'm going along doing that, getting ready to do something. And then I had a thought to, you know, get the headphones that I could plug it into my phone. Then I went to act upon that thought. I acted. I did it very instinctually, very automatic. I was in the flow. And as I move to the space and time where the headphones are, by my remembrance, I went there. And when I got there, I'd forgotten why I had moved there. Why I had put myself there in that position. And I didn't know why I was there. I sat there, stood there for a tiny moment. It was so infinitesimal. Okay, but you ponder it. I thought that, I didn't say it. I thought maybe you heard it because it was obvious. And then I'd forgotten why I was there. And I just stood in that moment. And I found a peanut on the ground, on the table nearby. And I picked it up. And I ate it. And I was on a bridge over a stream of cars. Remember what a stream is? a string and you're filling of water. This is a river. Standing over a river of water. Right out here in the city. Mm-hmm. There as I remember. I realize that the city is not a bad thing. It's a part of our evolution. It's part of our potential. The city is. We need a city to manifest our potential. And this is a natural growth. This is humans going through growth pain. Death is possible, of course, but to fear it, to dread it, to fear death is futility and foolishness itself. Because death is inevitable. It feels that way, right? Doesn't everyone realize that they were born and they're going to die? Mm-hmm. Humans, I'm reading a book right now called The Plague Cycle, published in, 21. Pretty recent book. I'm in 22 now. Right? Okay, hold on. I hope this doesn't sound jumpy. Although it is a flow thought, it has jumpiness, especially someone deep like myself. Don't be startled by the jumpiness and how it feels like you forgot something, because you didn't. And the lesson of remembering is trust. So what I did when I stood there, wondering why I was there, I went into trust. And I just held my moment. There he goes, now he's driving. The landscaper who owns the land up here, and he's off to his work day, I guess. He works today, or Sunday, but why not? I mean, look at him, he obviously works hard. His house is big and beautiful. He has excellent equipment. The truck, it's his. It's a nice truck. Bigger than usual. Okay, anyways, that was a distraction. Mm-hmm. Trust. I trust. And I could easily stand there and wait to remember, because I knew I would. As I trusted. And then I did, I remembered. And it was a moment, as I mentioned. And moved on, continued my walk and my talk. So this is exhilarating. I will declare that now. And be thankful for this moment that though I'm by myself, not really, even the trees are dropping their leaves upon me right now. It's fall, November 2022. The sun is up, the clouds are moving, the sky is blue, and I love you. Yeah, so thank you for being here and joining me this morning on the Walk and Talk show with your host, me, Chris Russell. In the environment of his land where he lives. Free. Under no duress of any other being other than myself and my community's needs. And the reality that I live in a city that has co-created interdependence on a massive scale. And trust. Stand still and trust. And yet, walking. Mm-hmm. and trusting that I will remember why I'm here and what I'm doing right now. And as your awareness expands and your attention focuses, a miraculous thing happens. Yeah, so it's ineffable, unspeakable. Doge out to my son, Kieran. And remain in a poetic stance, sharing reality with words of kindness and love, support, intelligence, wisdom, through the enduring desire to get the most out of life, no matter what circumstances. And I hope I'm not tried or tested to see the veracity of that attitude of mine, that I will continue to live this rather peaceful, exciting, changing, inspiring, transforming aliveness that I have as I walk. And I'm grateful to be sharing this. The Wellness Cafe, I said it finally. There's the crows. There's so many crows in this land here. The west coast of the border between Canada and the United States, in northern side. And our brothers and sisters down below, God bless them too. And God bless you. Why are you listening? Thank you, and have a good day. The crows are singing agreement today with me as we walk along my path. This is my path. It is alone. And I've heard that song recently, ladies. I walk alone. I don't know if that's what it's called. Those words are in it. I hear them. But I'm not alone. I've expanded my attention, my awareness, to become a community. Now I receive and give love through community rather than through myself in the domestic space of the unity of two. A very important part of our evolutionary existence, of course, is that. And as Ken Wilber has mentioned, consciousness as it evolves does not actually lose the old awareness. It does not disappear. And even to the beginning of consciousness in this life, it still exists. And this is the exciting part. And life that is to exist also is already present and smiling upon us here at this level of complexity and matter. So the community is a social thing. It's a thing that exists beyond the duality. And we've been doing it for quite a while. We used religion to create them. We've used government to create them. And in the last, you know, few hundred years, the community is being born and is becoming a thing. So I have a community, and its intention, purpose, which you can align your purpose with to feel fulfilled, full, expressing your potential, is mental health, which means mental strength, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. We continue to grow our whole entire lives, and our bodies are in that by the fact that, although I'm not getting taller, I continue to change my cells and feed the body, and my body doesn't grow per se, but it is growing in the sense that it's constantly changing. And so the psyche, which is the body that you possess, grows as well. Now, its stature, as far as a thing goes, is unclear to me. But that's interesting. Okay, hold on. I'm going to turn this off. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll talk to you again soon. So I've been trying to talk about the feelings, the center facet of the mind. I'm going to continue. This is actually take two. I deleted the last one. This is also a continuation of an oral continuation of a written explanation I've been doing and have finished. So I wanted to do the feeling one with words. And these are not written words, so these are coming straight from my heart to you. And again, because this is a description of feelings, I thought, you know, it would be apropos to be in feeling as I describe them. Don't you think? Yeah. So I am in feeling. I feel a great deal. I feel excited. I feel glad. I feel thankful. I feel open. I feel purposeful, intentional, driven, strong. So what happens is that the teenager goes into puberty and their body changes, and they physically change, but they also psychically change. And this is what I'm describing. And you know, at this point in a human, they enter into a new phase of their being. And it went from the selfish inner sort of personal experience to the outer social and collective experience. And the feelings were always there, but now their potential has expanded because we have accepted that there are others. We have also accepted that our parents are flawed, hopefully. actually, a lot of us haven't realized that yet. When you're a teenager, it's actually something that you go into as an adult. And we'll probably see this come up again in the next few facets of the mind. But for now, we're going to stay focused at this one because there is a tangible change in the self, and it is connected with love, as we call it. But, love is a multidimensional
experience, and it can be experienced physically, which we haven't done yet at this age, you know, unless you've had some weird early physical sexual encounters. Often they're understood as negative because children don't have that. But even in my own childhood, I had, you know, I believe I had multiple erotic encounters before I was a teenager, and none of them were traumatic or abuse to me. They were all consensual and or playful moments in physicality. And the teenager, though, now can enter into deeper intimate relationships with another and enter into the physical realm of erotic energy and lovemaking. And that changes a lot of things. Whether you participate in it or don't, just your capacity, your wish to have it, changes your mental makeup. And so at this point in life, the mind must make the choice between love and fear. And our circumstances again shape this, and the people in our life shape this, and you shape this, the self, that is, right? You, me, I, us, as individuals, right? And so, you know, there's the struggle, love and fear, those are the choices, and where is the hell?